This is Sonia Summers, live from Code 6 Studios with ARG, another realm of gangsters. They've asked me here on this exclusive interview so they may voice their opinions about the everyday struggles of growing up in a harsh environment, with the hopes that others might benefit from their own experiences. I'm here now with Gilbert Martinez, also known as Mr. R-O-A-C-H, or is it simply Roach?
Shit, call it what you want.
Tell us then, Roach, in your own words, what it's like for a thug such as yourself to have to cope with the day-to-day issues of haterism, punk bitches, and backstabbers. And please feel free to let loose on the motherfuckers.
Some fools don't understand, can't visualize my master plan that I got to pull a murder show with my lyrical ammo. I only had one shot, I took it, so there ain't no turning back. Now it's individual, key every time I bring another track. I never slack when it comes to rhyme verses. I'm leaving competition with curses. They fake the game, can it be insane when I done walk around with purses? They'll beat you hearses if you try to get me before my time. Execution, double red rum, I'm taking yours if you taking my mind. Goes in a thousand different directions, thinking about how I invested. My last time, my studio time, in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about sex. Always representing, don't think about it, ain't no question. Think about where I'll be resting my dome if I don't get my hustle long. Think about choker around every corner, trying to catch Roach on the sneak. Think about pops broken, burned out, with nowhere to sleep. Think about how I gotta make it big so I can buy him a crib. He's the one that turned me to man and kicked my ass when I fucked up as a kid. I'm thinking about my family, the ones that look up to me. Think about homies from back in the days, the one that turned their back on me. Thought about all this shit in jail, forgot not one detail. Thought about my backup plan if all this rap shit fails. But I try my hardest to prevail and keep my ass out of a cell. My skills are love to be flexing, that's why my mind goes in a lot of different directions.
Thank you, Roach, for that enlightening, if not disturbing, interpretation. Up next, Raul Hernandez, co-founder of Individual Kings Productions. I understand your stage name is Dog.
Nah, let's set the record straight. It's Mr. D-A-W-G.
Excuse me, sir. I meant no disrespect. Please tell us then, Mr. D-A-W-G, what events have led you to this point in life? And how have such events affected a gangster of such magnitude?
I'm stuck at the intersection. Why is my mind going a thousand different directions? Time to do a gangster inspection. Nothing but troubles in my life, other than my integrity. But I can't ever get the best of me, just try down the pedigree. It's a reading my memories, but my life keeps assembling. Voices of gunshots sometimes, she's my mind trembling. But I was born with a conscience, that's why I never kill. But if it comes down to it, you know the motherfucking deal. I just feel this lifestyle is my eternal rest. Cause at night, it's hard to sleep without a gun on my chest. Yes, but I chill, I've been blessed, but I never take it for granted. Cause I always remember the streets where my soil was planted and where product was demanded. It'll never come to a halt. Just remember 274893 when it's time to get in the vault. But I gotta watch my back when I play a hater named Jack. Cause history Jack tells the facts when your mind gets sidetracked. So I just try to keep it steady when my back it starts getting heavy. Keep a full metal jacket by my bed cause it might be necessary. Cause the streets is a mortuary, I need eyes on the real. Sometimes you gotta see things that you just can't hear. And if you're an innocent bystander, it's just your fall. Should have realized the tall you were standing in on the asphalt. Now ultimately, I hope I answered your question while my motherfucking mind goes a thousand different directions.
And that is why I keep my peace close by. Thank you, Mr. D-A-W-G, for confirming the general public's paranoia. Finally, bringing these perspectives together, Mr. James Herrera, also known as Sixth Sense, explains the true mind of a gangster thug and the dilemmas they face each day.
I'm so high, losing my mind. Smoke some more weed, I'll be fine. A thousand different directions got me lost all the time. I'm just trying to redefine the definition I was given. Cause this life that I've been living isn't fitting the description. Too much bitching, I don't listen. Too concerned with myself, I'll admit it. Narcissistic when it's me I'm talking about. Cause in me I never doubt. Too much pride to second guess. Don't deny I could be wrong, but in that I never stress. To react is to progress. Hesitating you will lose. When it's money over matter, it don't matter what you do. Make that money or you're through. Get lost so many ways. This direction will you take when this life turns to a maze? When these days stay gray, now you running short on time. A thousand different decisions burning deep inside your mind. Will you find a way to shine with decisions that you make? These choices that I choose are paving the path I take.
Thank you, James, for such an uplifting report. I don't know where you got the name Sick, but now it seems to make sense. This concludes this week's segment of Rider or Hider with Sonia Summers, reporting directly to you from what is better known in America as a typical urban hood. In light of this inside story, I would just like to say, God save the Queen.
Yeah, bitch, and hail the motherfucking kings.